Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Ram Sankirtan ki jai.
ஸ்ரீராம் விஷ்ணுபாத் பிரம்மஹம்ச பரிவ்ராஜகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தர சரஸ்வதி சமுதாபாய சரணாரவிந்த் பக்திவேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீ பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜெய். ஜோ விஷ்ணுபாத் பிரம்மஹம்ச பரிவ்ராஜகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தர சரஸ்வதி சமுதாபாய பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி கோசாமி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜெய். நவதீப் மாயாபுர தாம் கீ ஜெய். மதுரா விருந்தாவன் தாம் கீ ஜெய். ஸ்ரீ சத்ர ஜெகநாத் புரி தாம் கீ ஜெய். கங்கமா யமுனாமி கீ ஜெய். பக்தி தேவி ஸ்ரீமதி துளசி மகாராணி கீ ஜெய். சமவேத கௌர பக்த விருந்த கீ ஜெய். All glories to Sambal devotees, all glories to Sambal devotees, all glories to Sambal devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜயேர்முதீரயேத். நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா. பகவதீருத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நஷ்டிகீ. முகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கோலங்கயதேங்கிரிம். யத் க்ருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரோ தினதாரிணம். பரமானந்தம் மாதவம் ஸ்ரீசைதன்யேஸ்வரம். ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ ஐ ஹவ் பீன் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் to discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam verse number 28th, chapter 11, canto 10, from 28th verse till 35th sloka. So we shall go through 28th till 34 every sloka reciting, and just reading out the translation, and later on we will be going to the sloka particular 35. So text 28 to 35 Maharaj. வனம் விருந்தாவனம் நாம பசவ்யம் நவகாநனம் கோப கோபி கவாம் சேவ்யம் புண்ணத்ரி திருணவீருதம். Between Nandeshwar and Mahavan is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants and creepers for the cows and the other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and our animals. Purport. So Vrindavan is situated between Nandeshwar and Mahavan. Formerly the cowherd men had shifted to Mahavan, but still there were disturbances. Therefore, the cowherd men selected Vrindavan, which was between the two villages, and decided to go there. 29.
Tattatradiyaiva yasyamaha sakatan yuktamam chiram கோதனானி அக்ரதோ யாந்து பவதாம் யதி ரோசதே.
So therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare for all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us and let us go there. 30.
தஸ்ருத்வைக தியோ கோபாஹ சாது சாத்விதி வாதினஹ பிரஜான் ஸ்வான் ஸ்வான் சமாயுஜ்ய யயூருட பரிச்சதா.
Translation. Upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed. Very nice, they said, very nice. Thus, they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Text 31 to 32.
விருத்தான் பாலான் ஸ்திரியோ ராஜன் சர்வோ உபகரணானி ச अनह स्वारोप्य गोपाला यत्तायात्त शराशनाः गोधनानि पुरस्कृत्य श्रृंग्यण्या पुर्य सर्वतः तुर्य घोषेण महता ययुः सह पुरोहिता.
Translation: keeping all the old men, women, children and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts and keeping all the cows in front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great gear and sounded bugles made of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priests, began their journey. Purport: in this connection, it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokula were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to the woman, the old man, the cows and the children, as well as to the Brahminical Purohits. Text 33.
Gopyo rudharatha nutna kujakum kamakantayaha krishna lila jagu prityaniska kanta shuvasasaha.
The cowherd women riding on the bullock carts were dressed with very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkum powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna. Text 34.
Tathā yaśodā rohiṇyā vekam sakatamāsthite rejatu krishna rāmābhyām tat kathā śravaṇotsuke.
Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram, for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Purport: it appears that Mother Yashoda and Rohini could not be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. They used to pass their time either by taking care of Krishna and Balaram or by chanting about their pastimes. Thus, Mother Yashoda and Rohini looked very beautiful. Text 35.
Vrindavanam.
So, we shall be just reciting together.
Vrindavanam sampravishya. Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Tatra chakra vraja vasam. Shakatair ardha chandravat. Shakatair ardha chandravat. Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Tatra chakrur vrajavasam. Shakatair ardha chandravat. Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Tatra chakrur vrajavasam. Shakatair ardha chandravat. And then Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Tatra chakrur vrajavasam. Shakatair ardha chandravat. Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sarvakala sukhavaham. Tatra chakrur vrajavasam. Shakatair ardha chandravat. Vrindavanam sampravishya. சர்வகால சுகாவஹம். தத்ர சக்ருர்வஜர்வாசம் சகடரர்த்ரசந்திரவத்.
வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங்ஸ் விருந்தாவனம், த சாக்ரெட் பிளேஸ் பை த நேம் விருந்தாவன். சம்பிரவிஷ்ய ஆஃப்டர் என்டரிங் சர்வகால சுக ஆவகம், வேர் இன் ஆல் சீசன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் பிளீசிங் டு லிவ். தத்ர தேர் சக்ருஹு தே மேட் விரஜ் ஆவஷ் ஆவாசம், இன்ஹாபிடேஷன் ஆஃப் விரஜ. சகடைஹ பை த புலக் கார்ட்ஸ், அர்த சந்திரவத் மேக்கிங் எ செமி சர்க்கல் லைக் அ ஹாஃப் மூன். Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this way they enter Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing to live in all seasons. They made a temporary place to inhabit by placing their bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. Purport. As stated in the Vishnu Purana, Sakati Vat Paryantas Chandrardhak Kara Samsthite, as stated in Hari Vansa, Kantaki Bhi Pravirdhadish Tatha Kantakabhir Drumeha Nikhatoscharite Shakhabhir Abhiguptam Samatantataha. There was no need to make fence all around. One side was already defended by thorn trees, and thus the thorn trees, the bullock carts, and the animals encircled the inhabitants in their temporary residence. Thus ends the translation and purport of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada from Canto 10, Chapter 11, from Text 28 till 35. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshur Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Udapati Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாகரஜாதம் சகண ரகுநாதான்வித்தம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான சகண லலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகான்விதாம்ச. நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ருஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பஸ்சாத் தேஷ்டாரிணி. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாஸ் ஆதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ பிஃபோர் ஐ ஸ்டார்ட் ஸ்பீக்கிங் சம்திங், ஐ லைக் டு பெக் ஃபார் த மர்சி அண்ட் பிளேசிங்ஸ் ஃப்ரோம் ஹிஸ் ஹோலினஸ் பக்தி விநாச நரசிங்க சுவாமி மகாராஜ் அண்ட் ஆல் டிவோட்டீஸ் வைஷ்ணவாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் ஆன் மாயாபுர் டிவி, ஆர் ஆல் devotees here who are situated in Mayapur Dham and so many other places, the past and places of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So far we have been discussing the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So we have just saw that how Lord did his wonderful pastimes of delivering this Nalkuvar and Manigriva from the bondage of trees. And when it happened, all inhabitants of Vrindavan, they saw that this all types of disturbances are always coming. They were so much in love with the Lord Krishna and Balaram that they couldn't bear so many disturbances happening, and everything is happening related to Krishna and Balaram. So in this situation, we know that previously we discussed that this Nanda, Upananda and all their fellow mates, brothers, they had a meeting, just like we do meetings for the purpose, for the protection of the cause of Harinam Sankirtan every now and then. Similarly, they also had this similar types of meeting, Nanda Baitak, and they had discussion on what to do. These all types of problems are always keep coming. sometimes Sakatasur, sometimes Trinavarta, sometimes this Putana, and like this, just immediately this such a huge trees, they fell down and somehow they escaped. Otherwise, almost there are so many kids around and they are almost about to like die because of this problems. So they thought what to do now. So the leaders among them, Upananda, as we know, he told that, yes, I know a place, very nice place, that's always filled with creepers, plants, and lush green grasses. And there are fountains, there are rivers, Yamuna, and there is hill filled with green grasses. So it's very nice for all of us, because they are cowherd men, and the cowherd men, the dhan, that sampatti is what's called the godhana, I mean to say that cows. So this is what they have, that real dhan. So let's take them and we will be staying there. I think that will be a safer place, that's place. So that place is, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, that place is between Nandeshwar and Mahavan, Gokul and Nandeshwar. Nandagram and Mahavan, then in between there is a very wonderful place called Vrindavan. So these all things are happening by the supreme will of Krishna, by the internal potency of the Lord. And we saw that they had such a nice journey glorifying the Supreme Lord. All the cowherd women, they are singing on their bullock carts the glories of the Lord, the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. And Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they have sat in one bullock cart, keeping Krishna and Balaram together into their lap. And they are enjoying Param Ananda, the greatest pleasure, glorifying his own sons, her own sons, wonderful pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada says that they are so much attached to Krishna Balaram, they do not want to be separated even for a moment. And the whole Vrindavan is filled with love and a transcendental bond of Krishna along with his devotees, which is actually bonding it. So we can see this is actually such a wonderful energy, the potency of the Lord is working in Vrindavan Dham. So we know that there are two potencies of the Lord which is always working. And one potency is called Anandamayi Shakti or Ahladni Shakti, and another is called Dukhdayi Shakti, or the Shakti, the energy which gives a lot of miseries. So this spiritual sky, which is actually Vrindavan, is always submerged into the light of Krishna consciousness, which is nothing but manifestation of Anandamayi potency of the Lord, Ahladni Shakti. And all the devotees there in the spiritual kingdom of God, they are imbued with this Ahladni potency of the Lord. Bhakti means nothing but the Ahladni potency, the Anandamayi Shakti of the Supreme Lord, which actually nourishes and enlivens the devotees and their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in that vast, vast sky of a spiritual world, there is a corner. That corner is actually had been overcasted. Just now we see in Mayapur, this the sky is overcasted with so much of cloud. So that small little corner, which is called material world, which that is overcasted by Mahatattva, and there that living entities forget about the knowledge, existence, and that loving relationship with the Lord. And that place is very, very insignificant, very, very insignificant. And as we know, the childish, foolish people, sometimes they may say that we are not able to see the sun. We are not able to see the sun because it's overcasted. So there is no sun. So, but actually sun is there. And because of this, their forgetfulness of that Krishna, the Krishna consciousness, the son of Krishna consciousness, they are into miseries. So Srila Prabhupada always gives this example that this material world is actually just a covering. It is just like covering of Mahatattva. As we know, he gives the example of sky being overcasted by the clouds. And above cloud, there is sun. And a small little section of the sky gets covered by the cloud. But Srila Prabhupada says that if you go on the aeroplane, then you go beyond the clouds. You go beyond the this covering of the cloud. And there we can see that everything is nice, everything is bright lit with the light of sun. And we are out of that covering of the Maya that that's actually covering the particular small little portion of this spiritual sky. So when we tell this simple understanding to the common people, they say this is impractical. Say something practical, man. And people, they apply so many their so-called practical activities into their lives, and still they'll end up being more and more miserable, as such we see around the globe. So people, they say that this conception, this Krishna consciousness is not practical. And because they are enamored by this small little covering, they foolishly claim that there is no God. And there are many devotees, they are many times seen chanting the holy name. For the outside people, they seems to be like bizarre. Like, they seems to be like, these people are, what they are doing? They are just doing nothing, serving the Lord. You know, everything they connect with Krishna. Once we were coming, yesterday, last year, a group of brahmacharis, we had been visited that place called North Dwara. It's a very nice, beautiful deity of Madhavendra Puri. Srinathji is there. And we were coming from that side. After visiting, we had a small little meeting. And the train were actually passing from Aligarh, that is Aligarh station, and that nearby, there is one other station which is very, very near to Govardhan. And there some Grihastha devotees also came in, and I was there, and I got some prasadam from ISKCON Jaipur, and I was having, it was quite more, it's more than enough. So we started sharing that prasadam together, and we were chanting, we were talking about Krishna, and as such, it was so nice to be with devotees. And nearby in the train, there are so many vendors coming and going, and they're yelling and shouting that, please take these biscuits and this cakes and so on so. And one of the vendor, he was continuously staring upon us. He was saying that, what this fellow, he is such a young fellow. You know, what he's doing is simply chanting. And I saw him at fully exasperated. So much of toil, so much of like frustration, he is not happy at all doing his work. And I am simply smiling, seeing him, and he is also gazing me, just staring upon me. And he could not stop himself to speak something, because we had a audio, I mean to say, the visual conversation, but he cannot express something. He had to express something that he wanted to speak something. Then in his folk Hindi, he speaks something. He says that, Hari naam ka rat laga diya bhari jawani mein, isse acha ki tum doob maro chullu bhar paani mein. This is the Hindi. He says that in such a youthhood, you are chanting the holy name, better you would have go and commit suicide in a small little cup of water which cup comes in your arms. So I didn't retaliate, I could hear it, but I simply smiled. I thought that, see, this fellow is suffering so much, but still forcefully, falsely he is claiming and he is despising the devotees. So this is the situation. People, they are so much engrossed into this covering of illusion, disconnection with Krishna, that they are very difficult for them to accept Krishna consciousness. So they are amazed many times at how these people could live so much in connection with Krishna, their life centered around Krishna. So because this material energy to serve is very, very immediate, like our eyes are material, and so many material objects are there around, and we are able to see them. It seems to be like, yes, this is something we should do. And when somebody talks about Krishna, and serving Krishna, hearing about Krishna, glorifying the Lord Krishna, it seems to me so much appealing for us because it's okay, it may be theoretical or it may be like, so to serve directly the material energy, it seems to be very much appealing because this place is covered by the cloud where the foolish, childish people, sometimes they claim that there is no sun. Yes, there is sun. Yes, there is actually Krishna consciousness that's as equal as the sun. And because of lack of that consciousness, people are actually suffering endlessly. So, many times, like small little kids, they do not want to do anything. They simply want to play and play and play. If their mother say that, hey, what you are doing? Come study. Then you'll say, mother, don't you know that I'm doing such a important work? My playmates are there. My brothers are there. And we are simply playing. Just I'm enjoying. But he don't know that what is actually his real interest is. So that is the situation of modern human so-called intelligent intellectual civilization. That they are running away from God and they are simply running into the ditch. They are simply creating their own fate, bleak, dark, and very, very dreadful and dangerous. So I was hearing one lecture of my spiritual master. He was telling that it's just like when a boy is playing kite onto the terrace and the terrace having no barricade. And he's simply concentrated toward the kite. He's trying to see that how my kite is going up, up, up and up. And he's so much elated. Oh, very nice, very nice. My kite is going more up, up. And slowly he's going toward the end, the verge of that terrace and going to fall down. If somebody tells him, hey, wait, you are going to fall down. But you won't give any heed to him. He said that, no, my kite is flying more and more. That's my enjoyment. But soon he's going to perish, that you do not know. So that's actually the situation of the modern civilization, in which actually they have very intelligently, foolishly, they have actually discarded all those things which actually Supreme Lord has made the system for the people to come slowly, slowly toward him. So that's actually the situation. So Krishna consciousness is actually practical. Actually, when anybody takes up this Krishna consciousness, his life becomes filled with happiness and bliss. Anyone, if really bona fide way, genuinely he applies Krishna consciousness in his life, he actually sees the effects. As Srimad Bhagavad Gita also tells in 9th chapter, Susukam Kartur Avayam. This Krishna consciousness is actually susukham kartur avayam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. This is the something that's a real dharma, this paro dharma. Anybody does it, immediately he will get direct result in his heart. He will realize it immediately. You do not have to go and check from someone else that whether it's working or not. Yes, this works. So pratyakshavagamam dharmam susukham kartuvam. It's simply filled with happiness and bliss. So, chanting the holy name of the Lord, discussing his pastimes, it's actually the real nature and dharma of the living entities. That's actually, they do not have any knowledge of. So that's one thing. The people are ignorant of this very wonderful process, somehow or other. Sanakadi Muni says to Sutta Goswami, Tvayam tuna vitipryama uttam shloka vikrame yat srinvatam rasagyanam sadhu sadhu pade pade. So, oh, Sutta Goswami, your description of pastimes of the Lord is so much relishing and nectarian that every step, every word you speak is simply filled with nectar, simply filled with nectar. So, in this way we see that how Krishna consciousness is simply filled with nectar. But people, because of their ignorance, they're simply trying to chew the bamboo, which is having no juice. They are thinking that there would be some happiness, but they'll end up just spraining or just getting their tongues and their mouth fully sprained and cut, and the bloods are coming out simply. So there are many kinds of people in this world. As Srila Prabhupada said, there are three kinds of people. The first one type of people are called karmis, that we know the 98% of people, they simply busy whole day working, that one day they will be happy, one day they will be achieving something great, and they have very wonderful, wonderful slogans. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, and one day we will get something. Whole day they are working in the pursuit of that happiness. And that's actually majority of the people. But when they are about to reach to the happiness, they're thinking they are going to get it, and immediately happiness goes away from there. That's like people whole life, they're like working. At the age of 40, when they're thinking that now we have amassed a lot of money, now we will enjoy. And immediately they go for a doctor, their medical checkup, and doctor says, now you have, dear sir, you have now sugar, and your blood pressure is high. If you take like this, anything other than these small little things, then you will be simply gone. They're multi-functional failure. So they're thinking, now what we should do? So this is the situation of the people that are foolishly engaged in the pursuit of happiness, leaving the real happiness. So people, 99% of time, they simply waste their life in pursuit of happiness. But they do not know where is the happiness. And there are some kind of people, because of their having no knowledge, they are so-called gyanis, very famous gyanis. They say that, so much of material activity is doing, it's wastage of time. Better not to do any work. Do not try to enjoy. If you try to enjoy, you will be suffer. But their situation is even more pathetic. So what they do? Ultimately, they come down for sense gratification, to enjoy those all stuff what they have already left it. There was one Sadhu Baba in Calcutta. He used to go to different sweet shops. And he used to say that, he used to Marwadi sweet shops, and he used to ask that, please give us some rasgullas. And he used to eat rasgullas. And one devotee went there and he asked that, Sadhu Baba, what you are taking rasgullas, you are enjoying rasgullas free of cost. So he was telling that, no, I am not enjoying the rasgulla. Simply rasgulla is nothing but combination of water and matter, water and earth. And this sense object is also combination of earth and other things. So it's simply sense objects are touching, coming in the senses, coming in the contact of the senses. That's it. I'm not enjoying, but how can we say that? And all other Marwadi, they are saying, he's not Sadhu Baba, he's just Swadhu Baba. He's Swadhu. He is more attached to the swad, the taste of his tongue. So these people are simply fooling themselves. But for the devotees, they are perfectly situated into their right situation. They know that the bhokta, the enjoyer of the whole cosmic manifestation, everything is Supreme Lord Krishna himself. And whatever resources they get into their disposal, they try to engage those all things into the service of the Lord. And whatever is actually there remaining like a prasadam, uchishta, they accept it. And they are nicely situated. These karmis, they're always thinking that I'm enjoying, tomorrow something may happen to me. No, because I'm enjoying so much that tomorrow there will be a lot of suffering. That's like a thief, he's stolen something from somewhere, then he's always thinking that the police can come at any time and he can catch me. And that's the situation of the people, those who are simply working for the fruits. Having no conception of Krishna consciousness, no conception of God into their life. So, devotees, where they are rightly situated at the right place, into the right understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, and let everything be into the service of Krishna. And in this way, they are happy. We know Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, then he had a car. You know, in whole Calcutta, there is only two cars. Rolls Royce car, I heard so. One was with Viceroy of India, with representative of Britain, and another with His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And he used to take that car. People used to say, some people used to criticize, this is material. What type of sannyasi is he? He is riding the Rolls Royce. He is such a great sannyasi. But But what Bhakti Siddhanta Sundar Maharaj used to do, he used to take that Rolls Royce car, he used to go, because that time the car was something which is like alien, like out of the world in India. If car comes somewhere in any village, any city, the people, they will say, oh, car has come. All the people will assemble from everywhere and they will crowded around the car, and Bhakti Siddhanta Sundar Maharaj will get up upon the bonnet and simply speak, sit there, just like on Vyasasan, and he speak Krishna Katha for the welfare of the people, for the glorification of the Lord. So this is the way devotee of the Lord, they engage everything properly, exactly how it should be engaged into the service of the Lord. And in this way, they are perfectly happy and satisfied into their life. So if we say this all things to the people, they say that, hey, be aware of this Hare Krishna people. If you, if we tell them that here we have everything, we have Krishna consciousness, we have the happiness here, devotees are so happy. People, they come from outside, now it's lockdown. They feel so much like enthusiastically inspired to see devotees are so happy, they are so beautiful, and they are engaged in service of the Lord. And they also want to join. But if you would go outside and tell them that, you please take up this Krishna consciousness, and they say, no. If you will take up this Krishna consciousness, then your small little, whatever insignificant pleasure you are getting out of sense objects or sense gratification, that you lose. So that's actually the situation. So people have got addicted with small, I don't know whether it's there or not. It's not there only, but they are thinking that they are going to get happiness, small little happiness. And that happiness which is actually coming by the interaction of senses and sense objects is like very, very trivial, very insignificant. Vidyapati, one of the great poets of like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also used to sing his poems, his songs many times. He says, Tatale Saikata Bari Bindu Shama. This happiness the living entities are getting by just gratifying their senses is just like a small drop of water in the hot sand. Like, we can imagine what is the value of a small drop of water in the hot sand. It simply gets evaporated. But the living entity, into their situation, they are actually nothing but the expansion of the Lord. They are one of the constituents of Ahladni potency of the Lord. They want eternal happiness. They want unlimited happiness. But they are getting just a small little drop of water, put like this, and it goes. So the situation is pathetic. They are trying to maximize, they're trying to excuse the material sense objects in maximum so that they could get something, but instead of that, they are getting simply miseries and simply miseries. And they are so much addicted to it that if we give them something good, they say, no, we do not like it. That's like the story of, that there was one lady, the fisherwoman, she was coming from fishing, and somehow or other there was a very big rain, and she caught up nearby a village in which nearby there was the house of florist. The florist woman came and she told that, now it's too late night, now you should stay back in our house. It's so much rain, it's not going to stop. I think you should come inside, put your basket of fish outside and come in and take rest here. This is your separate room. Here you can take rest. So fisherwoman told that, yeah, it's good, fine, nice, everything is okay, fine. So she thought of sleeping. She tried sleeping for 1 hour, 2 hour gone, 3 hour gone. She's not getting sleep. At last, he went and asked that florist woman that, I'm not getting sleep. Why? Because wherever I sleep in my house, always I smell my fishy basket, the fishy smell, then only I feel like, oh, this is a nice place to sleep. And unless I get that fishy smell, I won't sleep. So can you please do me one favor? Please get my fishy basket. And some forest woman told that, okay, if you really want this, then what to do? Please keep with you. So then she slept. So we can see this people are actually have been addicted and conditioned in this way that they are not able to understand that actually there is something higher happiness that is waiting for them, and they are simply addicted to a small little tiny that petty happiness, and they are not able to give that up. So we know that how devotees of the Lord are always happy in discussing, glorifying the Supreme Lord's pastimes, multi pastimes. And so the pure and most blissful atmosphere of Vrindavan, where the residents are actually immersed in unmotivated, unalloyed, spontaneous devotion service of the Lord. So this is the difference between Vrindavan and the Sansarvan, where 10th canto, this 33rd sloka, Sukadeva Goswami says, Krishna Leela Jaguh Pritya Niska Kantya Suvasa Saha. So all the women, all the cowherd ladies, they are glorifying the Lord. What Krishna Leela? Jagu Pritya. Pritya means great pleasure. Niska Kantya Suvasa Saha. And Mother Yashoda and Rohini also, so much attached to Krishna, glorifying his pastimes, Krishna and Balram's pastimes. Tatha Yashoda Rohinyam Ekam Sakatam Asite Rejatu Krishna Ramabhyam Tatkatha Saranotsuke. Tatkatha Saranotsuke. She is so much attached, so much enthusiastically attached into hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balram. So this is the difference between this Sansar one and Vrindavan. We know that every day we sing this Sansara Davanal Sloka. This is it's Davanal, it's also a one in which everything is not connected to Krishna. I'm not telling about the Mayapur Dham, which is actually Chinmaya Loka. But if you go outside, people are misdirected. They are like, they have forgotten that actually how they should live. And in Sansara, when we see, everything is, people are always burning with the fire of agony, mundane selfishness, thinking self to be the body. And in this way, they have taken themselves to be wrongly, they are thinking themselves to the body and simply suffering. Just like when Prahlad Maharaj tells his father that Nasadu Manne Asurvade Dehinam Sadas Samudugna Dhyam Asad Grahat, my dear father, you have accepted wrong conception of your existence. That's why you are Sadas Samudugna, always you are disturbed, always you are Udvigna, always you are anxious. Hitvatam Patam Grihamanda Kupam Banam Gatoya Dharimas Rayata. Please take shelter of Lord Hari, go to Vrindavan. Prahlad Maharaj is saying. So, where everything is for Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, that place is simply wonderful. Just like the atmosphere of Vrindavan, just like the atmosphere of Shraddha Mayapur. And everything is nectarian. Devotee is engaged in serving Lord, engaging all the resources in the service of the Lord, and glorifying the Lord, they are always happy. But in this illusory sansara conception of life, people are miserable. Simply they are thinking that they will be happy, but they are more and more miserable. So every time they talk about very, very silly things, which is actually distasteful, like having no sense. Even big scientists, I had gone to one national level importance institute, that's research institute. I was into a project, like before I came and joined in Krishna, like I'm just saying the ashrama. So I was in project assisting two scientists. So I was there, I thought like these people had come. Beforehand only I went one day. And they started discussing about the project, like now. So just 5 minutes only they discussed about the project. Just 5 minutes. I could see them, what they are doing, what they are speaking. Because I was assisting, I'm a junior, I was just sitting beside and hearing what they are speaking. And after that whole 20 minutes, they are started with what you had in your breakfast and what fish was there. Okay, this fish, oh, that fish is very nice. That fish. So they are simply counting the species of fishes that they can have. So, and after that they come up like how your fellow mates and how you have nice sleep or not, like everything. They're simply eating, mating and sleeping different, nothing more. And they become hackneyed simply. They do not get any taste. So, but the devotees, they have unlimited talks about Krishna. And it's practical. Devotees are there. It's practical. So, Bhakti Sanat Singh Maharaj, when he was taking out so many dailies, I'm just saying the daily newspapers over the pastimes of Krishna, and this Ananda Bazar Patrika, which is very famous still now, the editor of that, he came and asked Bhakti Sanat Singh Maharaj that how you can take out so many, like from like every day a magazine upon Krishna. So Bhakti Sanat Singh Maharaj told that yes, why not? This universe is just like a small little corner, like that's conditioned in the whole spiritual abode, and that this whole material world, this universe is also like a small little mustard seed, and that huge universe, what is the significance of this earth, and what is the significance of West Bengal, what is the significance of Calcutta, and you are thinking that no, you are something great. But if to glorify the Supreme Lord, there are unlimited things, unlimited. If you glorify hundreds and thousands of mouths also, it will not finish. And devotees, they get a lot of pleasure simply discussing the pastimes of the Lord. So description of the pastimes of the Lord as being done by all the Vrindavan Vasis here, the description is simply pleasing to their hearts. And for those who are not purified, for them also, as mentioned by Srila Sukadeva Goswami in 10th chapter, 1st sloka, 1st chapter, 4th sloka, very wonderful sloka. Nivritta tarshair upagiyamanad bhavau sadasrotra manobhiramat ka uttama sloka gunanuvadat puman virajya vina pashugnat. So Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Sukadeva Goswami that nivritta tarshair upagiyamanad, for those who are actually purified into their hearts, for them it's simply nectarian. What's the Krishna Katha? And those who are actually into this material world, suffering all the trials and tribulations of this sansara, for them it is bhav ausadhat. Bhav ausadhat means it's ausadhi, it's a medicine. And ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat, which type of people will actually not take the heed of this wonderful pastimes of the Lord? Only and only those who are Pashugna. Pashugna means the killer of soul, Maharaj. Killer of soul, a killer of animals. So these two types of people, they will not take any heed of. So this Krishna Katha is simply nectarian. It's called Amrita. Anybody takes to it, anyone, he becomes also Amrita. Death can never touch a person who is actually engaged in the service of the Lord. And forget about shoka, moha, bhaya, deha. All the lamentation, all the fear, all the bewilderment, everything is gone. No death, no disease, no old age. When Sukadeva Goswami was describing Krishna Katha to Parikshit Maharaj and assembled devotees, and they have even called Yamraj, you also sit here, because if you will be in duty, then some of us may go away from here. So Yamraj also sat there. Even death personified is sitting and hearing Krishna Katha. So we can see this is actually the glories of hearing just Krishna Katha. Wherever the pastimes of the Lord are being described, that place becomes fully like surrounded and actually influenced by spiritual energy. That place is actually nothing but manifestation of the spiritual world only. That's mentioned in the first canto. We know that tadvag visargo janatag viplavo. Tadvag, just by the vibration of Krishna Katha, can create another creation, visargaha. And that place is not like, it's another creation, Srila Prabhupada says, it's another creation only. Even though we are into this creation, where the discussion of the past times of the Lord is happening, it's not of this world. So no death, no disease, and no old age. Ayurharti vaipumsan udyanastam chayannasav tasyarte yachchanonita uttam shloka vartaya. Those people, those who are actually engaged in glorifying the Lord, their life cannot be taken away by the rising and setting of the sun. So we know that our acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has shown this by their example. There was one in Odisha side or like nearby Bengal, Odisha like border, there was then at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was one Phalgu Bhagwan. That Phalgu Bhagwan means he was telling it, I am Bhagwan. And he was actually threatened the whole British government also. So because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was magistrate and of course very great Vaishnava Acharya in our line, even though he was Grihastha, but still he had such a demeanor of like preaching the glories of the Lord and establishing Sanatana Dharma. He told that, I will go and chastise this fellow. I will go. And he went and challenged him that, why you are doing this all nefarious nonsense activities here? Stop this. So he got really threatened, like frightened by the challenge of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he, that fellow, sent a ghost, the spirit, to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he sent, he was simply absorbed in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And we know that that ghost came and he couldn't do anything. Because any person who is touched with Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, he cannot be actually affected by any power. Because he directly in association with the Supreme Lord. That ghost, the spirit came, circumambulated, couldn't do anything. And because this is the law of ghost, that if somebody is actually had been intended to be killed by that ghost, if he's not able to kill him, then he'll go and kill that person who is actually originated him. So that same thing happens. That ghost went and killed that fellow. That person died. So we see this civilization which is actually averse of Krishna and Krishna Katha is actually so much miserable, and they are fully misdirected. They are doing simply childish activities, not knowing what's good, what's bad. And they are creating a hell out of heaven. And we know this, they have any sense of protection and protecting Vridhan, Balan, Striyo, Rajan. The five things which should be protected, as mentioned here, when Vrindavan Vasis are moving from one place to another place, from Mahavan to Vrindavan, they actually very nicely brought the Vridhas, means the old men, nicely protected. Then Balan, the children, were nicely kept safely. Istriyo, all the women, kept had been put nicely. Then the Godhana Nicha, as well as the Godhana Puraskritya, the Godhana means, it's called Dhana. That time, the cows used to be called to be Dhana. And Puraskritya, they had been rewarded. How? They will go ahead. In the back side, will come. Will come with arrows and they were protecting that. But now you see, these five people are in such a precarious situation in the society. These five people, because of people are did not know how to run the society, the leaders. Because old men, till the time they earn, they are productive, they are of the values of the society. If not, they are simply unproductive and they are like dog, like having no value. Children are mistreated, misdirected, no value are being given in the society. Women are unsafe, and because of this, the whole human civilization is actually decreasing their lifespan, we see. On the plea of woman liberation, and they are actually trying to exploit the woman. And we know this in first canto, 8th chapter, 5th sloka, Srila Prabhupada says that because the mistreating of women in the society, all people will decrease their lifespan. As we see in Mahabharata, that because this Dushasan has caught hold the hair of Draupadi, actually all the people who are sided of this Kauravas, actually, they decrease their lifespan. So, after that, we see this Brahmanas, the culture of Brahminical culture to protect, to give protection is so much important. So, whatever it is, we should see that how these all things can be brought back again. This is just the beginning of Kali Yuga, and just cutting things short. This all things can be restored in its perfection just by only one thing. So that's actually